setting the stage for the battles to come on Wednesday night. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, December 24th, 2020. This update is sponsored by the Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the big Christmas episode with special guests Chris LaRusso and Tatiana Rose right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Results from AEW Dynamite, NXT, and New Japan's Wednesday show are straight ahead in this update, but first...
WWE.
Daniel Bryan says his current WWE contract is coming up soon, and its end will also mark the end of his days as a full-time wrestler.
My time of being a full-time wrestler are numbered, and I'm more going to be like full-time dad, part-time wrestler.
That's Bryan speaking with BT Sport. A lot of news coming out of Wednesday night's NXT. Mercedes Martinez returned to NXT TV and attacked women's champion Io Shirai. Leon Ruff surprised Timothy Thatcher with a roll-up win. Thatcher attacked Ruff after the match. Tommaso Ciampa came to the rescue, and Ciampa told Thatcher he'd see him in the fight pit. That'll happen at NXT's New Year's Evil show on January 6th. As for Ruff, he'll get his rematch for the North American title against Johnny Gargano on next week's NXT. Also announced for next week, Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne. Both of them got involved in last night's main event where Adam Cole beat Velveteen Dream. Another match added to the January 6th New Year's Evil show, Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Gonzalez in a last woman standing match. Ripley got into a pull-apart brawl with Gonzalez after beating Dakota Kai last night. And one more note from NXT, Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch did retain their tag titles in their street fight against Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. By the way, today's NXT UK is a Best of 2020 show. WWE handed out its Slammy Awards Wednesday. Drew McIntyre was named Superstar of the Year, and the AJ Styles Undertaker Boneyard match from WrestleMania won Match of the Year.
AEW.
Now let's unpack last night's AEW Dynamite. The Acclaimed came close, but the Young Bucks did hold on to their AEW tag titles. Chris Jericho and MJF beat Top Flight. Afterward, Jake Hager challenged Wardlow to a match next week. Also announced for next week, Hikaru Shida will defend the AEW Women's title against Abaddon. AEW is also promising the return of Jon Moxley for next week. Remember, Kenny Omega is defending his AEW title against Rey Fénix on that same night. Matches also made for the January 6th Dynamite. Darby Allin will defend his TNT Championship against Brian Cage. FTR will take on Jurassic Express. And Cody Rhodes versus Matt Sydal. Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford's wedding date announcement was also the reveal of another Dynamite special. It's Beach Break, coming up on Wednesday, February 3rd.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
A spike in COVID-19 infections in Tokyo and across Japan. Now attendance in Tokyo venues that hold more than 10,000 people is capped at 5,000. That policy is in place now through January 11th, and obviously it will impact ticket sales for Wrestle Kingdom 15. We thought the Wrestle Kingdom card was set. Unfortunately, Juice Robinson is now out with a fractured left orbital bone. Taking his place to challenge Kenta for the right to challenge the IWGP United States champ will be Satoshi Kojima. This will be Kojima's first singles match at a Wrestle Kingdom since he won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship from Rob Conway at Wrestle Kingdom 8 in 2014. Kojima got involved with Kenta during the final New Japan show of the year on Wednesday. Also on that show, Tori Yano outsmarted Bad Luck Fale to secure the King of Pro Wrestling title for 2020. Jay White had a final confrontation with Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi, where he stole both of Naito's title belts. Speaking backstage, White echoed some recent words from a former Bullet Club leader.
Look at me, I'm like a belt collector. Then again, these two belts here, these two are the most valuable in our entire industry. So I guess there's not really any point in going anywhere else to try and collect anymore.
That clip from New Japan World. MLW Fusion from Wednesday, Tom Lawler beat Low Key to win the Opera Cup. Also a tag title match added to MLW's January 6th Kings of Coliseum special. The Von Erichs will be defending against the Dirty Blondes. Former NWA World TV champ Zicky Dice tweeted Wednesday that his contract with the NWA expires on January 1st. And that's just pro wrestling news for Thursday, December 24th. Enjoy your holiday season. This is the final update of our beta phase of Just Pro Wrestling News. We thank all of you who've sampled our product over the last few weeks and shared your feedback with us. Our next update will be for our official launch on Monday, January 4th. I'm Matt Carlins. We'll talk to you then.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.